Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Welcome to another episode of Capital Irish and Wellington Access Radio. I'm Andy Linton, and I'll be chatting with you and guests we have in the studio and playing some music. And as always, thanks to our sponsors and to our wonderful technical staff who make all of this happen. I'll introduce my guest to you shortly. The last time I was on, back in April, I talked about how the shift in demographics in the north are tipping the electoral balance in favour of the nationalist community. And they've just had elections to their local councils. And like last year in the assembly election, Sinn Féin did really well. And I saw a quote here in an article from Northern Ireland, which was, "For the first time since the franchise was widened in the 1880s, the unionist vote is less than the nationalist vote. The nationalist bloc gained a majority of the vote in both Belfast and Derry. Belfast City Council's now has Sinn Féin as the mayor of Belfast and the majority in the council, or the largest bloc in the council. And the data from the 2021 census shows that if voting is purely based on the traditional division of Catholic and Protestant, which for many years, of course, it has been, then that trend will continue. And if you throw the Brexit debacle and the fact that people in the Republic are generally better off than people in the UK, and that change could well accelerate as people start to vote with their heads instead of with their hearts. So I saw a quote about this the other day, which I liked, was that change is coming whether you like it or not. And I think that applies whether you're from the north or from the south, because it has implications for the whole country if we have a vote that says we'd like to reunite with the rest of the country. So my lifetime, if I live a bit longer, maybe. My guest here is Áine Gallagher, and I suspect it will be in your lifetime, because you've got a few more years on to go than I have, I hope, you know. So I'll leave it there for you to have a think about. I think that change is coming. People are starting to talk about within the next 10 years, being a vote on the border. Will they win it? Who knows? You know, all depends on lots of things. Okay. We had a competition the last time I was on here back in April. And my guest then was Carolyn Mills, and she had a CD to give away, and we had a competition. And Tony O'Riordan down in Island Bay won that. And I hope you're enjoying that, Tony, and thanks for listening and entering the competition. So before we before I talk with our guest, I've got a nice wee jig for you to listen to. This tune was one of the tunes that the fiddle players learned from Sorca Costello, who was one of the fiddle teachers in last weekend at Kilnass. And it was written by a great fiddle player called James Kelly, and also played by James. The tune's called The Humours of Rahi, and Rahi is where his father, John Kelly, came from on the west coast of Clare. Thank you. Okay, so James Kelly with The Humours of Rahi, and one of the tunes taught at Kulanas last weekend. Now, talking about Kulanas, in the studio today, I've got one of the people who was a teacher at Kulanas, teaching the singing class, Anya Gallagher. And
hello.
Yes, exactly. Hello. And I think, well, from my view, it was a success, and I think you would probably say the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was a lovely group and a lovely mix of people. We had, for the same as all of the classes, we had three classes over the course of the weekend, and for singing there was a group of 10, and we even had a harp player, Anna, in our group, who brought in the harp one of the days, and we sang along with her with the harp, some of the songs that we learnt, which was pretty special. So yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah. But let me just remind people that Kulanas is this weekend that goes on in Nelson this time every year, where we have teachers who teach fiddle and flute, and concertina, accordion, banjo, the sort of traditional things you'd find at perhaps an Irish music session or whatever, but then some singing and some dancing classes, I think, were as well. So you didn't just end up being the singing teacher with no sort of background. So let's talk a wee bit about you and sort of where you came from and why you're here. And people, of course, can hear that you're from Ireland originally, unless you've been doing special lessons.
Originally I'm from Dublin. Yeah. I am from Marino, and Mum and Dad actually live in Achill Island now. So Dad's family grew up in Achill, so they moved there about 10 years ago, and have been living the retired life out in the island. But grew up in a really musical family. Both my parents play and sing. Dad plays the flute and Mum plays the mandolin and the whistle, and we all sing. And we have a lot in especially my mum's side of the family, who are really into music. So there was no getting away from it, really, when I was growing up, which was brilliant. So we would try, the likes of Kulanas, except obviously in Ireland, there's many an Irish music festival throughout the year. So we'd go around in a big group to probably about three or four of the festivals, with this big group, and we'd be singing and playing music. And so really got into it then. Musical theatre I started when I was five, probably when I was five, in lessons with Brainy Delaney School of Speech and Drama, and later went on to kind of helping them out with their musical theatre productions, and then doing a bit over in Wellington as well. So have been in Welly the last just over four years, got here in March 2019, and yeah, it's been great. To be honest, I've been doing more musical theatre in Wellington than Irish music. It was only until I went back to Ireland last July for the first time since I'd moved away, and I brought back my flute, or my dad's old flute, back to Wellington, and that's when I met you doing the sessions at the Welsh Bar. But really, up until then, I was doing musical theatre shows with which music production company, who are based in Wellington, and their Te Awaha is their main venue. And yeah, it's been great. I've done about three or four musicals with them, just finished Into the Woods with them, and I suppose still had the links to Ireland, because across the road in the Griffin Theatre, I did Translations by Brian Friel. That was directed by the brilliant Mary Coffey, lovely tip woman. And we put on Translations for 10 nights in a row this time last year. And it later went on to not to do with what the play that we put on in the Griffin Theatre, but subsequently the Embassy of Ireland were working with a great writer, Hemi Kelly, to collaborate with Te Reo Māori to rewrite translations in Te Reo. So they actually brought out, they were given the rights from the Brian Friel Trust back in Ireland to write this book. That's one page, you've got the English and the Irish, and then the other page, you've Te Reo Māori. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's sort of, that's akin to the thing where people put on Shakespeare in German and Shakespeare, you know, yeah. I mean, it's that sort of thing.
And there's so many similarities between what, you know, what happened in Ireland and what happened here. So it was really nice to be able to share that with Hemi Kelly. His mom is Māori and his dad's, I think his name's Pat Kelly, and he's very Irish, very Irish name. So it was lovely though to be able to see those similarities and to see what it means and that connection that we have in Aotearoa and New Zealand. You know, like it really felt, I don't know, you feel at home here, although we're literally the other side of the world.
So it's great. During the festival down in Killinass, I mean, you sang in a concert because you were one of the tutors and so on, but you were singing around some of the sessions in the bars and things, you know, and you sang a song there, The Green Fields of Mayo.
Yeah.
And I remember you talking to me about it a little bit beforehand, saying that when you were trying to sort out the words for it and so on, you couldn't sort of find it anywhere.
No, yeah, my mom had to send me, she had to write the lyrics down and send them to me on WhatsApp, so I've got them handwritten. And yeah, I typed it up and printed it out for the class, but it was just one of those songs that I just presumed everyone knew, because I've grown up with my mom singing it.
Yeah.
And it was only when I went to look for it, there was very little resources.
Is she from Mayo?
Mom, no. Mom's from, well, she's originally, she was born in Cork, but she grew up in Raheny in Dublin.
Okay.
And she learned it from a brilliant Irish singer called Mary Staunton. And it's on one of her albums that I only found out. I just thought everyone knew it. But it was, I said it to Pat Higgins, who's at the sessions down in the Welsh Bar. I said, if anyone knows it, Pat would know it, you know. And he had never heard it before. So I said I'd make sure I taught it at the class just so that it can be shared a bit widely. And I've got some of the, even Pamela, who was the fiddle tutor, she messaged me saying, can you send that on, you know?
it's going to be a hit.
Which is brilliant, So thanks to my mum.
Away we go. Let's give us that one.
Cool. There are bright and happy places in Erin's lovely isle. There are bright and happy places where youth and maiden smile. But memory fondly traces me to the days of long ago, when carelessly I wandered through the green fields of Mayo. I own there are bright and beaming eyes beside the shore and lea, where the Leinster girls by the Liffey side beam loving me at me. I own their bright and beaming lights where love and sunshine glow. But the brightest eye that ever shone on me in Mayo, perhaps that I do love it still, for in my childhood days I watched the sun on Westport shine and sparkle on Clew Bay. Perhaps that I do love it still, for once I used to go all in my youth and bloom through the green fields of Mayo.
Lovely, thank you.
Cheers.
Do you see now why I wanted to have her sing that, of course, you know, because it's just great, yeah. So I was wondering, as I mean, we've talked about the music and the theatre and so on, but you didn't come out here to sing Irish songs or sing in musical theatre. What do you do for a crust, and what do you do for a day job?
I work as a facilities manager for a property investment company. Very random, I know, but I didn't do that back home.
Okay.
Back home, I worked for Guinness Brewery. Very stereotypical here. But I worked for Guinness Brewery doing the tours for 2 years and was doing some of the VIP tours, you know, because if you go to the Guinness Storehouse, it's a self-guided tour.
Yeah.
But anyone who wants to can spend the extra money and be brought around by myself and chatting for yonks. So did that. And then when I came over here, it was more just, I thought I was coming for a year, and a lot of my friends were going to Australia, Sydney and Melbourne, and I just wanted to do something that wasn't Australia. So my dad said dad had lived in New Zealand in the early 80s and had talked very highly of it. So just kind of landed up and ended up getting into facilities management. Was just a temp job, really. And yeah, but I've been doing it since and I really like it. It's a lot of project management and stuff like that. Wouldn't call it my passion now, but
but it's nicer to have something that you go to work and you're not going,
exactly.
Going to work, you know. Yeah, so that's great.
And I can still, Wellington's such a culture spot. There's so much arts is the real focus of Wellington. So, you know, even though you're doing your work from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, the evenings, you've such a selection, really. You're spoiled for choice, so... Yeah, don't take it for granted.
I don't know about other people who, you know, like me. I came here 34 years ago this year, and I thought I was coming for 3 years. You know,
yeah.
And I've never got away.
Yeah,
and I'm not. That's not. I'm not saying I wanted to, but you know that. So it has that effect on you at times. Not everybody. Some people come and have a wee while, and they enjoy it and go away again. But you know, anyway.
Well, Mom and Dad have just booked their flights over for the 7th of December this year. They're coming for 2 months, and my dad had a look back at the 8th of December actually, maybe, and he had a look back at his diary and to see when the first time he got to New Zealand was, and it was the 8th of December 1978.
Okay.
So a lot will have changed
since then. Absolutely. Yeah. There's lots changed since,
especially because he was in Queenstown, so
it
will be a completely different culture shock, I say.
So is he bringing his flute with him?
He is, absolutely. He'll be down in the Welsh Dragon every Tuesday leading
up
to Christmas.
He's not careful being here as well.
Very true, actually. And Mam.
No, seriously, you know, get the three of you, and then you can, you know, family outing, you know.
Absolutely. Sort of,
that'd be great. Yeah. And you think I'm joking.
I know. No, I know you're not, Andy.
All right. So we're sort of moving on with time. We sort of, you know, these programs, I come in and have people in and we get about half an hour and, you know, I look at the watch and think, oh, it's nearly time up, you know. So we're heading that way. Will you sing us another song so we get two in?
Sure.
And
your
choice this time.
I'll do a song that I learned, Casa an Suigean, which was one of the songs that I sang in the tutor's concert on the Sunday. And I'd wanted to learn this song for years. I've always loved the song, but I never sat down and learned it. So about a month ago, I was like, right, well, Ceolanas is coming up. I want to sing this song at the tutor's night. So I learned it for that. And Casa an Suigean is Ascailga for the twisting of the rope. And it's about basically a man is in love with a woman and she lives with her mother, and he goes to her house to try and win the mother over. And her mom hands him a rope and says, start twisting this. And by the time he's got to the end of it, he's out the front door and she shuts the door on him. So it's a lovely song.
But not a very happy ending.
No, no. Casa an Sugan. The Casa Chalin Jas, Uram and Uiginus Nadra, Erlubna Quilla Glish, Urvia Grimla, Shinon Ragur Ohuak Shilam, Kakun Augusta Tala. Tan sail na gulla bogamish on sushin bon smavian tulum bilam story mokri smavian tulum bilam oskoranti smavian tulum skurla Gakor luck dead cree. Shame of vila knock, knock on lam day down to marvni. Oh, the visa yalim vukule drum bar gree. Oh, the visa yalog is dime roin on court lamni. Oh, the visa yalog is dime roin quig lame no tree. Kurgan yen on van shal yungo luingo var cream. Smavian to lum, be lum a story mo cree. Smavian to lum, be lum o scorunty. Smavian to lum, skir lum, gakor luck dead cree. Shame of vila knock, knock on lam day downing to marvni. It's a year of our caracas, sanduka shame. Fae cloakig darga hivadurm gorgeous gale. Oh, the kus is jock, marev yark, agasin guama clave. Hurantenna van muck, e casa unto gone in May. Smavian to lum be lum, a soaring mockery. Smavian to lum be lum, o scorunty. Smavian to lum, scurlum, cockor luck dead cree. Shame of vila knock, knock on lum day down into marvni. Jenny?
Excellent. It was good that when you sang it on Sunday night, and it was good here again.
Yeah,
it was
good. Thank
it's excellent.
You.
Yeah. All right, so we've not got very much time left, and I want to thank Anya for coming in for singing for us.
Thanks
and
very
talking.
Much.
Have you any other theatre things coming up soon, or anyone you want to plug there? You
know, no, that Kjolanas is actually my kind of last final commitment after about 4 months of being back to back. So I have a few things that I'm heading back to Ireland for a month at the end of their summertime. So yeah. I'll be prepping for things back there. But yeah, I'll let you know if there's anything.
Oh, yes. Well, you know. Well, that takes us towards right almost up to the end. As always, I want to say thanks to our sponsors and thanks to Marianne for being our fantastic technician. Couldn't do this without them. And just to go out on, you know, just keeping on the Kjolanas thing, I've got some tunes from Pamela Queeley, who was the other fiddle teacher, with two fiddle
She's
teachers
brilliant,
at Kjolanas.
Yeah.
And here she is playing some tunes with her sister Yvonne. And The first one is called Master Crowley's, and the second one's called Sweeney's Buttermilk, and there's a third one called Machara Mountain, but I don't think we'll have time to get to there. But we'll listen to those to go out with. We'll see you the next time, and hopefully we'll find some other fantastic singer or player or musician to come in and chat with us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much.
Listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.